Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, August the 27th. Monday, August the 27th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for today. Got two things. Rolling out or coming up with a better way by which to give everyone an opportunity to be a part of the life management system. So the $5,000 system is on sale, if you want to use that term, from now until we'll go through, well, actually, we said until the next 24 people that email me today at masterteacher33@gmail.com. And so the $5,000 system is available for $900 or 3 monthly payments of $300. So we've got 3 payments of $300 to get in, to be a part of the life management system at the $5,000 level, which gives you the biweekly one-on-ones, the 500 books, the 50 books. I got about 500 in my brain, but only 50 have been published, along with the 700-page Dear Kinnear Report. I remember when I first started, Dear Kinnear Reports was 400 pages. So for members that's part of the old system, you can jump on this opportunity as well to get an upgraded Dear Kinnear Report. So now the reports is 700. It just includes the life optimization circle, along with a little more detail about the 12 numbers that make up the 12 cranial nerves or that match up with the 12 cranial nerves, so that the way you can activate all seven chakras, if you will. It's a deeper revelation of what we've already been discussing. So we're just going deeper down the rabbit trail. So again, just email me for more information, masterteacher33@gmail.com, so that way you can learn to be like God. And so the whole purpose of the 90 days is, okay, we've got 3 months to get you through module 1, 2, and 3. So module 1 identifies why you're not like God. For everybody that's already in the life management system, you probably already know. I got members that have been in the life management system for years. And then I got members who've been in the life management system. One sister was in the system for a month. She paid her money, found a negative habit pattern. She transformed that negative habit pattern. And now she's out, started her own business, making really, really good money. And then I got members that have been in the system for 5 years and still at the same spot. What's the difference? The difference is 3 things. And please write this down if you're able to write. This is God, to understand that the grantor of destinies. Everybody has a destiny. So God has 1 self-talk. God also has 2 imagination. And last, God has implementation. Those are the 3 things that's missing inside of everybody on this planned net. So let's go through these 3 things that allows you to. Now, I used to use the phrase, you know, I have a book called Being God. I talked about that in my Sunday morning. I did the first time, actually, that I had an opportunity to preach at my wife's mother and father's church. And I preached on putting on the mind of Christ. Or in order to change your reality, you need to use God's mentality. So today we're talking about, okay, what does that mean? What is God's mentality? We need to be like God. Now, a lot of people say that we are God, you know, and a lot of people's brains, mine too, have a problem with that statement. My brain says, Negro, you ain't God, because you can't create trees, and that's a valid point. So I got to go with the biblical narrative, because the biblical narrative is a similar, I can assimilate that. What does that mean? The biblical narrative says, Jesus says, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So Jesus says that he is the Word who became flesh and he walked around men. Okay, I can agree with that. I got 4 letters that make up my DNA. I also have a name. So I'm the Word, and now I'm in flesh and I'm walking around with men. Okay, I can agree with that. Jesus says me and the Father are one. Okay, I can agree with that. Jesus says I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. So, okay, I can do that. The will of the Father is that none should perish, and that all should come into the knowledge. What knowledge? The knowledge that God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask or think. Let it? Oh, no. God says in 3 John 1, 2, brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper, being healthy, even as your soul prospers. And again, I'm just coming off the dome, so don't quote me on all the scriptures. Please look them up. God also says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide 5 dimensions. So I'm going up against a 5G or 5D demon that's being rolled out with this new technology. So technology is trying to replace my theology. And so if I can think like God, if I can be like God, if I can be like God, if I can maintain a vibrational equivalent that it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery, I'm not doing anything wrong, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. That's what I did. I didn't have no reputation. Now I got one. What is my reputation? Everybody knows me as Master Teacher 33. They know me as the guy that drops some didactic nuggets in your lap. And so with that knowledge, I made myself of no reputation. You should do the same thing. So everybody that's part of the life management system, a lot of people are doing that, and a lot of members in the life management system are not doing that. So how can I have a member who come into the program and in 1 month they understand everything that I'm saying, even before they're getting into the wealth, health, and wisdom modules, because they change their mentality. Now, remember, in order to change your reality, you need God's mentality, not mine. Now, my mentality is great. I think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. However, you want to do something else besides just sliced bread, correct? Oh, that's what I thought. So you're interested in wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships. So everybody here is interested in maintaining that mental disposition. Now, the problem is our self-talk. Number one, self-talk. Number two, imagination. Number three, implementation. Those three things are absent in our lives. How do I know? Because the talk that you hear. Now, remember, God said, let there be light. And bam, that was light. Who was he talking to? Self-talk. I don't know if you understand. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Y'all got to be like God. Now, you can worship God. That's great. But when you're done, you need to get up and you need to emulate. Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. Why? Because I'm seated at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercession for you. So you got an advocate. So you're going out in court, and you got somebody who's sitting there next to the judge and telling the judge, Your Honor, then look at he's working hard. He's doing this. Let's commute his sentence. And so you got, 100 years in prison in this planned net, this PRISM. But you're doing such a great God, the Father may commute your sentence. And you get less time in this prison, in this mental prison of poverty, this mental prison. I ain't talking about disappearing and going anywhere. You got shit that you need to do down chump. Because the Bible says that our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Where's the kingdom? It says thy kingdom come. It says thy will be done where? On earth as it is in heaven. So I ain't going nowhere, boo-boo. I'm staying here on earth. Because I'm going to run things down chump. Because I'm the big G's representatives on earth. And so my job is to establish the will of God on earth. And so that's your job too. But the problem is we don't think like God. Now, I know it's a stretch for us for us to understand that we are being God. Everybody's like, I said that in church on Sunday. Everybody looked at me like I was, like I had been smoking some crack. So I had to say, okay, being means, again, dictionary.com, it means to exist. God is what? Well, God says it inside of the Helios Biblios. So I told them to turn to their Bibles and look up what God says he is. Because if you are being God, that means that you are being this. So God is within us. That's one of the things he said. God says in James 3 that he says he's the Father of lights. That's another thing God says. But the thing that God says he is in his own word is in 1 John 4:7. And I would recommend 4:8 somewhere in there. I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up for yourself. God did not create love. Matter of fact, let me pull that one up myself. 1 John 4:8-7, somewhere in there. Let's see, 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. This verse 9. Somebody please write this down, 1 John 4. This is what you should be being. You should be being God. But I know that's a tough statement because your brain says, if it's anything like my brain says, me, Negro, stop playing. I said, okay, I want to be like. Because I know that there's some people right now that, I like them, loving them. That's, God's still working on me, boo-boo. I'm a work in progress. There are some folks I still like to put my, hands around their neck. But, hey, I know that's that part of the king's mentality. You got to turn the other cheek. You got to be like God. So the only reason is, remember, three things that is inhibiting you from being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship right now. Number one, your self-talk. Not what I'm saying. While I'm talking to you, your brain is telling you something. What is it saying? It's saying, Brother Will knows what the hell he's talking about. Brother Will's talking too fast. Brother Will's talking too slow. Brother Will's quoting scriptures like how am I supposed to write all this stuff down? Brother Will's going through this whatever you're saying, you may be saying, I'm hungry, man, it's lunchtime. Whatever, that's what you're ordering. Your self-talk. And then your imagination take what you say and it implements it. That's what God did. Look at Genesis 1. God said, let us make. Who is he talking to? He was talking to same thing I talked to, me, myself, and I, all three of us. My brain, my heart, and my gut, the three brains. You got three brains too. You got a brain in your gut. You got a brain in your heart. You got a brain in your head. All three of y'all need to get on the same freaking page. If not, your dog won't hunt. And the reason why this is extremely important, my brothers and sisters, is because once you wrap your brain around these statements, it totally transforms reality. See, God's reality or God's mentality transforms your reality. Now, you can do the same thing, but it's hard for our brains to say, abracadabra, I create what I speak. It's hard. I know. I've been there, done that too. Because if it wasn't hard for me, why did it take me so long to get to where I'm at right now? And now I'm in a good space, but there is a gooder space. That's what I'm headed to. And then after I get to that gooder space, I got to get to the goodest space. So how do we do that, brothers and sisters? What is the process of creation? What is the process of controlling mass and matter? It's all through the Bible, man. I can go through scriptures after scriptures. The biggest one I like, now first of all, let's go back to 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another. Okay, y'all love me? I'm a little nervous to even ask. Because we got to remember, that's where everything starts. It starts with love. Why? Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. So before we get to self-talking, imagination, and implementation, we got to talk about love. Your toes ain't curled. Now, I posted this comment on my Facebook page, I think it was last week. Well, first of all, even before that, don't think you are, know you are. We got to start there. Don't think you are, know you are. So to change your reality, use God's mentality. Now, your mentality, your mind is great, but what if you use God's mentality? See, in order for you to shine, you got to understand God's mind. Now, my mind, your mind is great, but God downloaded his mind into your mind in the form of what I call a diakonia. So those 12 numbers, that's why I went deeper into the life optimization table. Now, I had a brand new client I've never talked to before. I just say, give me your name, or not even a client. I have somebody who was looking into because they heard the message this morning. Again, if you just joined, for the next probably till September 2nd or 3rd or until I get the next 24 people that email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, I'm giving them my $5,000 system for $900. That can be paid monthly in $300 or three monthly payments. So that way, by the end of the 3 months, you will be manifesting what you said is your short-term goal when you join the program. Now, everybody's already in the program. You should have already manifested your short-term goal. A lot of people don't even remember their short-term goal. That's why they haven't manifested, because it's not frequently repeated and there is no emotional charge. That's self-talk. See, self-talk is in my brain right now. My brain is telling me something every day, all day, 24/7, 365. My brain never turns off. My brain is always telling me, and it's always talking about, okay, my goals. Double the amount of clients I got right now. Another goal. Get to the $1 million mark online. Another goal. Start to automate because I'm taking on more. And so now, some of the back end stuff, something as simple as an autoresponder, something as simple as, you know, right now I personally respond, something as simple as a funnel page. Some of these things are automation that a lot of the online gurus have been using for years. I like to keep my stuff personal, so it was done on purpose. But I do understand what you feel becomes real. So my question to you today is, what do you feel? Do you feel like God? Let me ask the question again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Only what you feel, you bring about what you feel about. Feelings. Now, faith is a feeling. Fear is a feeling. Let's say that again. Faith is a feeling, and fear is a feeling. Now, remember, what feelings do God have? Do you think God has a feeling of fear? I know about the big one, not the little one. Now, remember, God makes, you know, he has five omnis. I can't find nowhere where he's omni-fear. So I really have a hard time, man, with fellow believers who walk in fear. Like, their God is not bigger than the devil. The devil puts something on them, and their God can't take it off. I have a hard time understanding that. I don't know why. Because God has done too much for me. I don't know. See, I've already been in the belly of the whale. I've already been in a lion's den. I've already been in a fiery furnace like the three Hebrew boys, and I already came out. And I didn't smell like smoke. I smelled it. I already walked through the Red Sea, and I looked down at my shoes. I walked through the Red Sea. Walking through the Red Sea wasn't the miracle. Walking through the Red Sea on dry land, you didn't even get no mud on your shoes. That's the miracle. I've already been there. I've already done that. God has already done for me exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask or think, already, past tense. So how do I be like God? Every time the devil tell me, Negro, stop playing, I just go back and say, oh, yeah, remember when I was in Richmond? Remember when I was a little kid when Sister Shields was putting that medal on my back? And I said, one day I was going to be here, and guess what? I'm not there no more. Then when I was walking the streets in Richmond, I didn't have no place to stay. Then I went to the Marine Corps, and I started buying my own stuff. I got my own first time I ever slept in a bed. I was 18 years old, first time I ever had my own bed. I never had no clothes. I never had nothing. So I had three jobs. I went to the Marine Corps, and I was like, man, I was so happy, y'all don't understand. Everybody thought I was on drugs. They're like, this dude is on some, this fool likes to work. They had never seen it before. I take my uniform off. I put on my Taco Bell uniform. I was Taco Bell manager. I take off that uniform at midnight, and then I was go out doing Marine security, overnight security, down at Cut Off by the Sea near San Diego. Then I worked out in La Jolla. Then I was over in Lemon Grove. Then I was over in Santee. Then I was over in Oceanside. I was all down Southern California doing what? Security. But I did custom security. I did high-risk security. I was getting paid $25 an hour. At 19, that was my third job. I did that the whole time I was there, almost 2.5-3 years in San Diego. I was like a lizard on a hot rock. Couldn't tell me nothing. I could barely fit in the front door. Why? I grew up with no running water, no electricity, and now I had money in my pocket, and it was mine. I could buy anything I want. I mean, I bought a $5,000 DJ system just for GP. Put it in my apartment. That thing had, I forgot it had 5,000 watts. Say money, I would put it on two, and the house, the frames in the house would start vibrating. The neighbors was calling the cops, the dogs out there, ooh, 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 the whole neighborhood. I turned it on two. I had so much power in that system, I just bought it because I could, because I never had it before. Y'all don't understand. So, see, God brought me from a long way. So people don't understand my praise. That's why I can't really praise in front of folks. Because, like, I mean, I got in front of the pulpit. I got in the pulpit on Sunday, and I remember it was January the 1st of 2009. And I said to myself, on January the 1st of 2009, I wrote down the woman I wanted. I wrote down the car, the house, and I wrote down exactly what I did yesterday was written on January the 1st of 2009. And when I stood there, it was a fulfillment of a long destiny. So you tell me. Now, I don't know what God you got, but the one I got, he hunts. He fulfills destinies. You need to be like that. How do you be like that? One, self-image or self-talk. Two, imagination. Three, implementation. But the problem I have is that nobody really understands how the devil works. See, the devil is smarter than us. He's cunning. The Bible says he was the most cunning of all of God's creations. That means sly. That means trickery. So he uses linguistics. The devil knows that a negative mind will never give you a positive design. He knows that. He knows that you cannot get fear out of faith. He knows that. He knows that you cannot make money. He knows that. But you can create it. So the first thing you got to learn is how to create money. Then you got to learn how to freaking keep it. And lastly, you got to learn how to grow it. Now, there's a lot of Negroes that make money, myself included. But now I got to learn how to keep it. You can't freaking spend more than you make, Brother Will. So I was out looking at RVs, and I was like, man, RVs, them things were starting at about 300K. And the dude was like, dude, we can make it happen. I gave him my information. He's like, man, you can drive off today. He's like, we got, you know, you may not be able to get the 350, 600K one. Hey, but we got one over here for 100, 150. What you want to do? Sign here, sir. But then I had a thought that said, where are you going to park it at? How many times are you, how much are you going to use it? So God manifests in my life so fast, I got to be careful of going too fast and getting ahead of God. Now, I'm going to be using an RV, but I don't need it yet. When I'm traveling around countries doing seminars, that's when I'm going to need my RV. Right now, I ain't traveling around the country doing seminars. But I need to understand this, again, is what I call, and I did this with my kids. We would drive around the rich part of town, and then we would go back to the hood. And my kids would come on and say, Dad, how come we don't live in that big house like that? Now all my kids, they are on their way to doing, because I planted those seeds. And today, we're planting the same seeds in your head. Now, all my brothers and sisters, we are all doing very well. Why? Grace and mercy of God. See, the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. So the first thing I had to do was, I had a negative image because I was raised in an environment where I did not see. I didn't see. See, the depth of your past is an indication of the height of your future. Father, touch the minds of your people. I don't know where y'all. See, y'all don't know where I came from, man. Y'all don't know. So I stood there in that pulpit on Sunday, and I just cried. I got the tape. I posted on Facebook. I just cried. Because everything I put in my head, I hold in my hands because I understand how God thinks. Now, a lot of people have a lot of theory. I used to have theory. But now I got a theorem. I got a real life system that works because I lived it. I didn't read about it in the book. So when I was walking the streets of Richmond, Texas by myself, because my brothers and sisters, we all got separated, and then I was living with this lady who took me in named Imogene Shorts. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made it. And I had a dream. I thought in my brain, I got to get out of Richmond. That's all I thought. I didn't know how I was getting out, brother, but I knew I was getting out. I just made up in my mind I was getting out. First of all, I made up in my mind I'm not taking no more whoopings. And so when them dudes came around with me, I picked up bats, sticks, bottles. I didn't care. I was putting Negroes asleep. But I got tired of getting picked on. I'm trying to tell you how the system works. But how did I do that? I did one thing, self-talk. I called my brother Glenn, and Glenn was like, bro, I'm in Forestry. You're in Richmond, dog. I can't do nothing for you, bro. I see you at school. But when you get out of school, when I got out of school, there were dudes waiting for me. There was this one dude, this fool was out of school. I was like in middle school or a freshman. And he wanted to jump on me. And then he jumped my little sister. I'm like, dude, I can't go down like that. Like, you out of school. Like, you're old, dude. You got a beard. So he was way bigger than me. Dude come out turning flips and stuff. Brother Dana, I don't care how big they are, brother, that 2x4, when it hit his head, he just went to sleep. So what am I saying? Self-talk. You gotta talk to yourself. See, when I was sitting on that bus, and I knew they was gonna be out there waiting, because my little sister, she used to talk a lot of trash, and so Linda used to always talk all these trash to all of these dudes, and then I got to go get her out of the fight, because I couldn't let them. That's my little sister. Y'all can't jump her. Now, if y'all want to fight 1-on-1, okay, go ahead. But ain't no dude gonna fight my little sister like, come on, dudes. Like, no, that's not happening. My sister Brenda had back in the day, she had some issues going on. She called me and she said, bro, this is going down. I was like, I'm on my way. Why? Because I had a disposition that I had self-talk. And that I told myself, I'm not taking no more whoopings, and I'm letting nobody put their hands on my sisters or my family members no more. From that day to this day, people don't put their hands on my family. Watch self-talk. I made a decision. Because see, in the Bible it says, God said, let there be. Who is he talking to? He was talking to himself. But see, it all started with God had a love of himself. 1 John 4:8 said, beloved, let us love one another, because love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Anybody want to know God? All you got to do is what I do. It took me a while to get to the place where I say I can love everybody else, but it wasn't until last year and me making more stupid mistakes and my wife still loved me despite of me, in spite of my stupidity. Still do. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. But my wife showed me unconditional love. Now, anybody else in their right mind, after what I did last year and the year before, they'd have been gone. But my wife exposed me to a way of thinking that was like God. See, God don't make junk. Now, God has expectations. And my wife said, my expectations is not down. It's not that. That's not how. No, that's not how I believe a marriage should be. So if you want to be that, then you can't be that here. So I had to make a choice. I had to talk to myself and say, Brother Will, what do you want, bro? See, everyone, the Bible says, everyone who loves have been born of God. So my question is, what do you love? Oh, you ain't got nothing in your life that you love. You just a rolling stone. The depth of your past is an indication of the height of your future. I had a deep past, brother. It was dark. When I was a little kid and Sister X was walking around telling us to do crazy stuff, denying us food. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I was a little kid. I liked to eat. And Sister X was like, y'all fasting. Me and my brother and sister was like, what is that? We're not interested, Ken. We just want to eat. So we have to establish a mental disposition. But I didn't consult. It was in my own head. And so the number one thing is impression precedes expression. Somebody please write that down. Impression precedes expression. Somebody please write that down. See, you're not impressed. See, the reason that I married my wife, when I saw her, I was like, damn, yeah, all right, that one right there. I was impressed. So every time I see my wife, I'm still impressed. That's why I can still express my love. So you guys, see, right now, I'm impressed. See, I'm impressed by God. I don't know about y'all. See, God brought me a mighty love. If he that's for me, I'm sold already. I'm in the kingdom. So I don't care, you know, Buddhist, Hinduist, Sufis, Perennialist. I don't care who comes. Nothing. Nothing. Who can pull you? Who can take you away from the love of Christ? Money, cars, houses? I don't think so. I've been in the valley, brothers and sisters. I don't know if y'all been in the valley. I don't know if y'all been in the lion's den. Maybe y'all ain't been in the lion's den yet. Maybe you ain't been in there when the lion's den. I've been there, man, plethora of times. Most of it was self-induced. And guess what? God did stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm impressed. I am impressed. I prayed. I remember that time in my first marriage, me, my five kids, I was 6 months, 8 months behind on rent. The guy says, we foreclosed on the house. They said, get your trash and get out. I remember I went to church. I cried. I asked Reverend Dr. Bishop, who I've been giving money. I said, well, you do. I just need a little bit. Could you help me out? Just, you know, catch up a little. Hey, brother, believe God. I said, so, oh, hold up, time out. So you want me to believe God when I need money, but when you need money, you ask me. So when people ask me about tithing and all that stuff, I tell them, you know, hey, believe God. Because that's what they told me when I needed money. So when somebody tells me that, oh, no, you can be, if I can believe God, you can too. God's not a respectable person. Now, I'm not saying that you should not do that or you should not tithe and pay money and do all of that stuff, but you do it with a cheerful heart. So everything I do with a cheerful heart. When I'm led by the Spirit to do something, bam, I do it. If I ain't led, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it because some dude said do it. I'm doing it because God. Remember, that's how you think like God. Self-talk. Self-talk is totally different from everything that we've been taught. We have not been taught self-talk. We listen to other people, but we don't listen to ourselves. So who are you listening to? You listening to me? Now, I wax eloquently. I like me. However, at the end of this show, you need to find your closet somewhere. You need to sit down, take a deep breath, and say, okay, God, what you got to say? I heard what Brother Will said. What you got to say? Brother Will said that impression precedes expression. Is that true? Can I express something that I'm not impressed with? Impression means an imprint. An imprint is what they call in psychology, they call it emotional branding. Well, this is spiritual branding. See, I've been branded. You know, when you brand a car, what does that mean? When you brand it, you got to have something hot. And the hot, it sears. It burns into their skin. That displays ownership. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. Let me calm down. I'm getting a little emotional. Because when I talk about God, man, y'all don't understand. That's why I can't hang out with stupid, man. I can't do it. Jay Money, I can't do it, brother. Can't do it, bro. I can't hang out with people who God ain't done nothing for them. I can't. I can't hang out with people who say, well, brother, why do you believe? Dude, I don't know whether you know what God has done for me already. Past tense. Like, I ain't trying to prove. Like, he already did it. So I talk to myself and remind myself of all the things that God has already did for me. And I remind myself of what God said. He said in his word, he wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask or think. He told me when I walked through the valley of shadow and death to fear no evil. He said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He said, if I, being evil, know how to give good gifts to my children, how much more will my heavenly Father give gifts to his children who ask? God has not given me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So when I tell my kids, dude, we don't do stupid. We have a sound mind. We made in his image and his likeness. So it's an understanding that talk to yourself using the word of God. Now, self-talk for me, because again, it's all through the Bible. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So my question is to you, how are you thinking? Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So my question to you is, excuse me, how are you thinking? Are you thinking like God? So number one, in order for you to be God, but like me, you're saying, hold up, Brother Will. How are we supposed to be God, brother? I know, even though be just means to exist, God, we just read in 1 John 4:8, whoever does not love does not know God because God is love. So when I say I am being God, that means I am being love. Because we read in 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another because love comes from God. So if love comes from me, where does it come from? I got to get it from God. I don't have it. So if I can express love to you, God is somewhere around. Where you at, God? Where you at? Because love comes from God. It doesn't come. We're not capable of producing true, unconditional love. Let me rephrase that. I'm not capable of producing true, unconditional love. Because if you slap me, I'm going to slap you back. I'm just saying. I'm working on, you know, turning the other cheek. I ain't there yet. I'm gonna keep it real. Because if you come to my house and you kind of say, brother, well, you say, you know, you unconditional love, you know, the Bible says, hey, they ask you for your cloak, you give them your jacket, give them everything. Turn the other cheek. God does that. So the only way you can do that is if God is in you. So if you come to my house and you slap me in my face and I say, Brother J Money, slap me on the other cheek, brother. You know, you talking to God. Because I just read in 1 John, you know, again, my English is not that great. Yeah, y'all know I'm a functional illiterate. However, I can function. And it says in 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another. Okay, how do we do that? Well, love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So my job is faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. So when I talk to myself, that's what I tell myself, love. So there was this lady, you know, just, you know, Sunday, I preached first time preaching in the service. I went to the lady, had some suits. Lady said, sir, They will not be ready till Saturday at 5. I said, ma'am, I need it for Sunday morning. Yes, sir, it'll be ready. You come here, we close at 6. All you got to do is be here at 5. I get there at 5 o'clock, and they close at 5. They was already lights off. They locked up. They was gone. So all the suits that I had in there that I needed to wear for Sunday morning, because I was bringing the word. I want to, you know, I want to look sharp. I didn't want to be half-stepping, Jay Money. You know, we got to represent, brother. And I get there, and the place is closed. You know what I feel like? And then there was five other guys, some other guys out there. They was out there putting on the door and stuff. And then one dude, we was all sitting there. The lady told you, she told you to come out after 5, right? I said, yep, she told me. Another guy. So we all standing there at this tailor shop looking to pick up our clothes, and they're closed. And the exact same thing happened to me on my daughter's wedding. I went to go pick up my tux, and the tux wasn't ready. I'm like, what is this with cleaners and clothes? Why do I have a problem with clothes and cleaners? Then God said, because you like to look sharp. You're more concerned with how you look than you are with bringing the word. So I threw on me a T-shirt and a jacket and a pair of jeans. And y'all can look at the video. It's on my Facebook page. I'm up there Sunday morning bringing the word. And, you know, a whole beat-up jacket, a white T-shirt, and a pair of black jeans. But guess what? God showed up, and he showed out. People wasn't looking at how sharp Brother Willie was dressed. They was more interested in hearing the word. See, self-talk takes you to the second stage of being like God. Because remember, in Genesis, God says, let there be light. Who was he talking to? And there was light. Now, there's many theories about the, you know, Nephilim. And I'm talking about the big G. I'm talking about the Pleroma. I'm talking about the one and only. I'm talking about the God that is in the omniverse, not this universe. Or he's not in the multiverse. He's in the omni-all-verse song, frequency, wave, vibration. That, I'm talking about the big G, the plural that it talks about inside of the Bible. Look it up in the Greek. It means plural. It means the existing one, the one and only, that God. That God engages in self-talk. Why? He's the only one. So God is talking to himself when he creates. When he said, let there be light, there was light. He saw the firmament today. Y'all know the Genesis story. We're not going to go over that. That's a waste of time. Everybody knows that. So number one, you got to start doing that. See, I'm talking to you right now. That doesn't work. I can talk to you till we all, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old. You're going to go home and you're going to say, well, Brother Will said, well, if you take what I say and go up against some demons, they're going to say, Peter, we know, Paul, we know, but who is Brother Will? See, you got to go to the throne yourself. I can't live off my mom's prayers. My mama was a praying woman. My mom died when I was really young, but I remember. The only images I got, I don't got very many images of my mom in my head, but the image I got burned into my skull. Now, remember, when you brand something, you own it. But you can only brand it when the iron is hot. Now, remember what I just said. Self-talk doesn't work unless impression precedes expression. So I'm talking, let's say you meet this fine filly at the club, but you're not impressed. Therefore, you don't get up and walk over there and express yourself to her. To the degree that you are impressed, that's the degree that you can express. That's why I don't do nothing unless my toes are curled. I recommend it. It works. Why? God is love. That's why I know God is there. I got two things that I know God is on the scene. One, two, enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm means entheos. So you mean to tell me you're doing something and you just show up to collect the check. So you're not really, you know, you're just kind of there. Now, let me make sure you understand this is a process. Number one, self-talk. That means you're not telling yourself what God has wrote down in yourself. What does that mean? God said, I have not written my laws on tablets of stone any longer. I've written them on the hearts and minds of my people. So if I want to find God, I don't look in a book. When I want to find God, I look inside my heart. Now, that's just me. Everybody got a different way of slicing it and dicing it. But the word of God, like when I get up and preach, I didn't know what I was going to preach until I got there. When I do these shows, I don't know what I'm going to do. The scriptures, they just in my brain. Now, I did some memorization of scriptures way back 20 years ago, but for some reason or other, if I need the scripture, bam, it's in my head. So I just rattle off scriptures all the time. So like in the book of Jeremiah, it says that you have lied, you have inherited lies. So people tell me that, oh, okay, Brother Will, I already got a dog that hunts. I know that a dog don't hunt because the Bible says you have inherited lies from your forefathers. So that means, as it says in Matthew 23, again, I'm paraphrasing, you want to look it up. He says, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, you yourself cannot enter into my kingdom. And you prevent other people from entering into my kingdom. It says that they will cross these scribes and Pharisees, they cross land and sea to make one convert. And when they do, he's twofold more a candidate of hell, not heaven. So I don't know if you read Matthew 23. That cured me of all my religion, Matthew 23. So if you stuck in tradition, read Matthew 23. If you really stuck, look up what is a scribe and a Pharisee. I guarantee you, you're going to get unstuck. Just read it. Now, again, I didn't say this. This is what God said. If we think like God, we will be like God. See, the problem is we got a flawed way of thinking. Now, I had to change my way of thinking because I wasn't manifesting anything. So in my brain, step two, my imagination. So your imagination comes from the things that you tell yourself. So let me make sure you understand this. Remember, we said at the beginning of the show, if I want to change my conditions, I have to change my self-image. And since my self-image is my flesh image, and the flesh was against the spirit was against the flesh, the two are contrary to one another, so I'm not interested in my flesh image. I'm interested in my Christ image. Why? Because the Bible tells me 225 times to be in Christ. Because I know that as long as I am in Christ, I am in my position. Then I can be like Christ. Because the Bible told me 225 times to be in Christ. So my imagination must be in Christ. If it's not, my imagination runs amok. And I start imagining myself doing things that are not aligned with myself. Because the spirit wars against the flesh, and the flesh wars against the spirit. The two are contrary to one another. So now I got a choice to make. So Brother Dana, J Money, we got a choice to make today, brother. Brothers, we can continue to operate in our flesh, and we can, you know, drink, smoke, party, you know, do the stuff that we like to do. Or we can decide that we can say what the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So what mind was Christ? Well, Christ's mind was on his Father. So now, if I put on the mind of Christ, that means I have the design of Christ. That just simply means there is a process that produces a particular picture. That's what we're talking about. That imagination, that should be a picture in your imagination. Because the word imagination is the image that produces nation. It's the word image and the word nation. So if you want to produce a nation, you need an image. The Bible calls it a vision. The Bible says, well, there is no vision. What happens to you? Now remember, especially my brothers, black men, what's the number one problem with every black man in the country? I never met a black man in prison that knew his purpose. Never. I spent a lot of time working in prisons. And make sure you understand, the Bible says it very clearly, where there is no vision, what happened to the people? Okay, let's pull that one up. Y'all don't believe me? Okay, let's pull it up. What is it? Proverbs 29:18. Instead of going off the dome, let me pull it up. Let me give it to you. Proverbs 29:17. Discipline your son, and he will give you rest. So if you don't discipline your children, you ain't going to rest. I know a lot of people don't have rest. Why? They don't discipline. Their definition of discipline and God's different. Then it says, he will bring delight to your soul. So if you don't discipline, you're not going to have no delight, not only you or your children. So number one, again, discipline. What do I have? Focus, discipline, and order. I've been saying that for 25 years. It's in the first book that I wrote 20 years ago. Discipline. Where did I get it from? the Helios Biblios. Because I grew up, I had some, but I definitely didn't have enough. That's why I was running around buck wild. Proverbs 29:18. The reason I went into the Marine Corps versus any other branch of service, because I needed a lot of discipline, because I didn't have none. And they gave it to me straight. 29:18 says, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Do you know what that word in the Greek means? I recommend that you look it up. Go to blueletterbible.org, Bible Gateway, eSword, and please look it up in the Greek. It'll blow your cookies. It means the inability to exercise self-control. So every time I see somebody who has an addiction problem, I see a man with no vision. I put every dime I got now and the dimes that are on the way on the fact that if you got any type of an addiction, and I'm talking about the major ones. I'm not talking about, okay, you eat a little sugar or, you know, you drink wine with your dinner. No, I'm talking about you want to, you know, you think fondling little boys is cool. Yeah, I'm talking about that. You think you can just go to the park and just sit and watch a girl jog by, and then you follow her home when it gets dark or whatever, and you're just going to take it. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about those demons, those ruling dispositions. Those ones. Now, there's, you know, I couldn't name them, you know, but, you know, if you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon, and some of y'all, you know, another study for another time. Well, there is no vision. People cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. So it is this ability to understand that you need an image in your skull. So you're talking to yourself. That's great, brother. But that talk is going to amplify yourself, the vision. So many of us, we don't have a vision. Well, let me rephrase that. I didn't have one. I got to self-talk. I understood that. It says that the book Think and Grow Rich says it talks about self-talk. So I got that. And I had an image in my head, and it was with cars and women. And guess what happened? I got cars and women. Whole lot of them. So I bought over $1 million worth of real estate because what happened? I put that vision in my head. Do you know that every vision I put in my head, I manifest in my hands? Good and bad. So now I have to do something. That was step 3. Implementation. Now, to be like God, when God thinks, he acts or creates, and that thinking is the process of manifesting. So thinking is the process of being like God. Everything else is just the manifestation process. So let me make sure you understand. Brother Dana, you listening, my brother? Jay Money, you listening, man? Thinking. So when you are, your thoughts, they amplify your imagination. And then now, let's break this down in the brains. So my conscious brain is where the talking takes place. In my subconscious brain is where the imagination takes place. In my unconscious brain is where the implementation takes place. So the process that takes thoughts and turns them into physical chairs, I don't know how that works. Now, I can explain it using physics because it tells me that in Hebrews 11. So quantum physics states that the observer determines what is observed, quantum physics. Physics states that the mind molds the matter, E equals MC squared. So if you understand physics, you understand that thinking is working in the spirit realm. So if I get up and go pick up a chair in the physical realm, I got to get up and pick it up. In the spirit realm, now how do I know this is true biblically? Well, Jesus said any man that gets up and go to another man's wife and he gets on top of her and he engages in a sexual act, that's adultery. So in the Old Testament, if you didn't physically go over there and then you didn't physically insert A into B, then you good, boo-boo. You, no problem. Jesus comes along and says, hold up, time out. You said in your law, if a man goes over or if a man has physical sex with a physical woman with his physical body, he's committed adultery. I say, if a man thinks, okay, whoa, Jesus just shattered the paradigm. So Jesus came, he elevated the law. And we went from physicality, then we went to spirituality when Jesus showed up. So Jesus ushered in quantum physics. Jesus ushered in. Jesus was the first quantum physicist on the planet. He was the first one. Jesus was the first one who brought in mentalism. Jesus, according to the biblical narrative, again, now remember, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But where is Christ? Like I said in the sermon on Sunday, where is he? It says that he's in you, boo-boo. Well, hold up, Brother Will. I'm looking for him at church. No, he's at the Buddhist temple. That's where I saw him. Him and Buddha, they was over there kicking it, and I saw Jesus, and I saw Buddha. They was over there sipping pina coladas on the beach, dog. I saw him. Okay, that Jesus, that's the wrong one. That Buddha, probably the wrong one too. Okay, well, you see Jesus said, okay, I saw Jesus. See, y'all, a lot of people, people you know, y'all looking for Jesus out there. You know, you only experience Jesus when you go to church. Me, I was going all the way to the gym. I got to pull over on the side of the road. I'm going to cry like a little baby. People riding by looking at me like, what's wrong with that fool? Because I'm just thinking about when me and my brothers and sisters was riding in the back of that pickup truck, and it was cold, and we was hungry, and we would be in the back of that truck, and we knew that one day we was going to grow up. We knew that this was temporary. It was painful. It was hard. But we should just hold around, and we used to, you know, we would all be hungry, and we used to go pick flowers out of the field, and we would suck the nectar out of the flowers because we just wanted something on our tongue. See, I remember that day, and I'm sitting in my big house, and my refrigerator is full, and I'm going to go eat something as soon as the show over. If I think about it, I'm hungry, I go eat. None of me and my brothers and sisters, we don't miss meals. We missed them when we was kids, but we don't miss them now. We ain't kids no more. So nobody can tell us. Now, I can bring all my brothers. I'm going to do a show one day with all my brothers and sisters. Y'all hear me talk about it. Y'all need to hear from their perspective. Because every brother will be making this stuff up. I'm going to bring my sister Brenda and Linda and my brother Glenn and Gary on here one of these days. We're going to do a family show so we can break it down for y'all. Because, see, a lot of people there, like, if you talk to my sisters, they got the same, especially my sister Linda. Like, if she comes on the show, she's just going to, it's going to be a few hours. Y'all think I can talk? Oh, man. Wait till my sister Linda comes on there. She shut it down. Why? Why does she like talk? She has something called enthusiasm. Where does she get that enthusiasm from? From her imagination. Where does she get that imagination from? From her self-talk. But the self-talk was God's talk. So self-talk is God's talk. When you talk to yourself, it's God talking to you. That's how God talks to you. Now, you can do this audibly if you like. Just make sure nobody's around. They may think you're a little touched in the head. They may call them dudes with the white jackets. Me, I usually just kind of, you know, it's not verbal. I just sit and I just think in my brain. And so when I have a thought in my brain, there's some talking going on. And the talking is about the image or the vision. Now, I have a vision of wealth. I have a vision, which is an image. I have an image. So when I say I am a millionaire, I have a vision in my head of $1 million. I have a vision in my head of me standing on a stage, and I look out in the audience, and there's a sea of people. That's the mental image in my head. So when you picture, your picture cannot be of the goal. Picture must be of the role. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, when I say image, that image must be of the role that you are. It must be the process that takes you to the goal. It must be the purpose, the process, the procedure. The principles, the product, that leads you to the profit, the prosperity, and the peace. So if you don't have no purpose, there is no principles, there is no process, there is no image. So I'm talking to my self-talk tells me I am healthy. My self-talk, when I'm sitting, there's an image of my head, Jay Money, and I'm freaking 80 years old. I still got a six-pack. I can see myself in the gym, Brother Dana, at 80, dog, and I'm pushing in 120s like there ain't nothing. Plow, 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 plow. I'm 80 and I'm still in the gym. I'm still exercising. There's an image in my head. And the next to that image of me being 80 with a six-pack, I see myself on a treadmill. I see myself doing the process. I see myself eating this beautiful salad that was prepared, or that I got the recipe from Sister Ellen, who makes these beautiful salads. I saw one salad that she posted on Instagram. It looked like Skittles. And I'm like, man, I like Skittles. So the blues, the greens, the reds, all those colors. So it was healthy Skittles. So I see myself eating a salad, brother, at 80 years old. I see myself doing the process. That's imagination. The ability to use your imagination to see yourself doing the process of being like God. See, I know a lot of people who are saying that they are healthy, but they don't have an image of themselves eating and exercising and doing healthy shizness. So they ain't healthy. They got words, but no substance. Because you cannot do number three unless you do number one and number two. If you can talk to yourself and say, I am healthy, I am wealthy. If I say I am healthy, I close my eyes. I ain't even got to close my eyes no more. I've been doing this for so long. When I say I'm healthy, bam, I'm transported into the gym and then popping weights. Because I know everybody does cardio when they get older, but very few people do weights. They don't realize that the muscle burns calories more than anything else. It keeps your high metabolism and it keeps your bone density. So as you get older, your bones get more brittle unless you do weight-bearing exercises. So I see a lot of people and older people in the gym, they doing cardio, but they ain't doing no weight-bearing exercise. So their bones get brittle, and poof, they fall, and they fracture their hip because their bones is brittle, because they're not putting no weight, no pressure. Use it or lose it. So when I say I am healthy when I'm 80, 90, 100, the same shizness I'm doing now, I'm going to be doing it when I'm 80, 90, and 100. I'm just going to be doing it a little slower. But I'm cool with that because in my imagination, there's a self-talk. I'm telling myself I'm healthy now. And I'm imagining myself being healthy now. And I'm implementing the things that make me healthy now. I'm getting ready, when this show's over, I'm getting ready to go to the gym. That's how you be healthy. When I see myself wealthy, but what is the process by which I get wealth? I like to talk. So I see myself on stage in my driving in my RV that I just went and looked at, $350,000. I probably get one that's probably maybe between, you know, $152,000. I don't even know freaking jacuzzi and all of that stuff. Dude showed me something. I was like, man, you put that in an RV. I'm like, you can put a jacuzzi in an RV? Like, are you serious? Hey, technology. It's amazing. It was a freaking house on wheels. So when I pull up to Philly, in my RV, custom made, that has Master Teacher 13, I can see it in my head. I can imagine it. So now, how do I do it? How do I implement it? Oh, okay, I'm on stage. I got a sold out arena. There's 20,000 people who paid me $100 to get in. Now, you do the math. I mean, I like math. Can you do the math? If you got 20,000 people, let's do the math. You got 20,000 people, and they all paid you $100. That's $2 million. Now, my math ain't that great, but, you know, that's off the dome. But y'all can check it out. Do the math. Now, I'm going to be a millionaire because I'm already a millionaire. So you got to be a mental millionaire before you can be a spirit, before you can be a physical one. Just like you got to commit spiritual adultery before you ever commit physical adultery. I know because I already did it. So the same thing works negatively. Hey, guess what? Guess what? Let me let you in on a secret. Now, everybody's done bad stuff. Now, how did you do bad stuff? You sit there and you thought about it. You like, man, you know what? You remember? Y'all know how y'all did when y'all went to the store? Jay Money, you remember, brother. When you was little, man, you know you went to that store, that Snicker. And what'd you do? You walked around. First, you walked around. There was a little store called Dozier's, and I was a little kid. I used to walk around. The dude come over there. Hey, can I help you with anything? No, sir. I'm just looking. And then I'm watching him. He's watching me. He knew I'm going to steal something because I ain't got no money. So I'm just walking in the store. And I'm just walking around. See, but I was hungry. See, I can justify my stuff. Brother Dana, can you justify yours, brother? Nah, I'm just playing. So I was just walking around the store, you know, and I just say, hey, I'm hungry. Snickers, they fit really good into your pocket. Then I figured out something even better. If you put the Snickers in your underwear, it kind of looks like your genitalia. And so nobody's going to reach their hand into your genitalia. So I would walk past. I just put it in my pants. I put it in my drawers, J Money. And then I walked out the store, and they were looking at me, and they're like, "I know that fool got something." But they was looking at me like, "Where's he got it at? Where's he got it at?" And then I walk on out the store. But before I did it, I had to ponder it. I had to think about it. But first, I had a self-talk. Now this is the negative. So if it works negatively, guess what? It works positively. Now, everything I took what the devil meant for evil, and I turned it around, and now I'm using it for good. So I don't go steal food no more. I don't have to. I get paid good to do what I'm doing now. But the same process that allowed me to do evil is the same process that now allows me to do good, because I'm using the word of God instead of the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the cares of this world. So, brothers and sisters, how to think, create, and manifest like God. The big G, not the little one. Number one, self-talk. And the self-talk preferably. Now, again, this is what works for me, because I did the Think and Grow Rich thing first. And it worked, but it worked. See, the problem with Think and Grow Rich is it works. They don't tell you what to think about. And Think and Grow Rich, they just say, think about girls, 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 girls I do adore. See, that's what they tell you about in those books. Money, money. So I had Lamborghinis on the brain. So I was out, that was my goal. So I was taking all my money and I was just blowing it. Then I read something in the Bible. And the Bible says something like this. It's in, it tells me to think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Let's close with this. Now, this is extremely important. Because people tell me all the time, Brother Will, I don't even know my purpose, dog. I don't even know what I should be doing. Okay, no problem. You don't know what thing. All I know is you want to be wealthy, right? You don't know how you're going to produce the wealth. No problem. God got you. The grantor of destinies, he's going to grant you your destiny. All you got to do is set your intention. So that means when you talk to yourself in this manner. You say to yourself, self. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. In fact, we got to go up so we can tell you why the peace of God will guard your own heart. Let's go to 6. So Philippians 4:6. Now remember, you're a young whippersnapper, and you say God, but the Will says that I am God. He read Psalms 82:6, I think. It says, know ye not that ye are gods? And when I say that to myself, I'm like, okay, that makes me a little uncomfortable. Now it shouldn't, but it does. I'm gonna keep it real. Now, because I know I can't go out there and create no trees. I can't create from thin air. Now I know I have the potential to, but I'm not there yet. So I gotta start where I'm at. I gotta bloom where I'm planted. So I know I can put on the mind, because it said in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you. Okay, I can do that. I can say, Heavenly Father, I ask that you come into my mind, my heart. My mind, my heart, my will, my emotions, my imagination, and my intellect, and that my mind be like yours. Take away my will and align my will with your will. I can do that. Now, after we do that, that just simply means we invited God into our heart. Okay, we good now. Now, once we got that, now we have the mind of Christ. So the Bible says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, fear only dwells where uncertainty exists. Somebody write that down. Fear only dwells where uncertainty exists. See, you're uncertain, so you got fear. See, if you are a knower, that's why I don't do believer. I'm not a believer no more. I'm a knower. See, if you're a believer, you're uncertain. If you're a knower, you are certain. Fear can only hang out where you are uncertain about something. If I'm unsure I'm gonna get paid tomorrow, then I don't know. I got a little fear. I'm hoping I get paid, but I don't know. But if I know I'm gonna get paid tomorrow, where's fear? See, one thing about the military, my wife said to me all the time. My wife gets a check. She said, the government is faithful. She said, yeah, they faithful. See, that's faith. That's what's called faithful. So faithful is being confident. So confidence, see, that's what we all lacking. So are you confident? Am I confident that I am a millionaire? Yep, I am 1,000 gazillion percent confident. Am I confident that I'm healthy? Yes, I am confident. Am I confident that I have wisdom? Yes, I am confident. Am I confident that I have a toe-curly relationship? I am confident. Where did my confidence come from? Did I just pull my confidence out of thin air? No. So how did I get so confident? How did I get so arrogant? Like some people say, how do I get so, you know, how did I get my dunamis power? I got it the same way Jesus did. So Jesus, they said, hey, isn't that the carpenter's son? They say, yeah, that's him. They say, why is he talking like one that has authority? Where did I get my authority from, brothers? Where did I get my authority from, sisters? I got my authority. I got my confidence. I got my competency. I got my completeness. I got my consciousness. I got my connection from clarity. Clarity produces confidence. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means I know exactly what I want. I know the exact amount, $1 million. I know the exact health. I know the exact wisdom. And I know the exact relationship. Do you? Do you know exactly what you want, or is it kind of fuzzy? You got a fuzzy target. Okay, Brother Will, how do we get exactly clarity? Well, Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition. That means repetition. How do we develop clarity? Be anxious for nothing. Okay, number one, don't be anxious. Okay, so that means you got a bill due and you got no money. What happens? Oh, man, what we're going to do? Okay, you just violate the word of God right there. You just violate it. You're not supposed to be anxious. Okay, Brother Will, how do we not be anxious? Okay, great question. Glad you asked. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Okay, I'm anxious, Brother Will. I'm supposed to be wealthy, and I'm not. I'm supposed to be healthy, and I'm not. I'm supposed to be wise, and I'm not. I'm supposed to have my toes curled every day, and I'm not in a toe-curling relationship. What's going on, brother? In everything by prayer. Okay, you're not praying. And petition. You ain't repeating it. With thanksgiving, there's no emotional charge. Present your request unto God. Okay, what had happened was I ain't praying, I'm not repeating it, and I'm not emotionally impressed by what I'm saying, so and I'm surely not presenting it to God. How do you present it to God? By doing it, because God is love. So number one, prayer. Number two, repetition. Number three, emotional charge. Number one, self-talk. You got to say it, brother. You got to say it. That's prayer. That's meditation. You can call it slice and dice, prayer, meditation. What's another word they got? Man, they got all kind of words for it. Prayer. That means it's self-talk. Next, you got to have repetition. That means in your brain got to ponder it. See, pondering is working. Pondering is working. You ain't pondering it. So you want to be a millionaire and you never think about it? So how much time do you spend thinking about being a millionaire, or do you spend thinking or watching the porno channel? I'm just saying. How much time? How much time do you spend at work versus how much time do you spend pondering your wealth? How much time? I'm just asking the question. How much time, brother? So you mean to not remember, let your petition, it must be repetition. Your petition prayer must be repetitive, frequently repeated with thanksgiving. So when I sit back and I think about what God has already done for me, my eyes swell up with tears. My heart started beating fast, and I started crying. Why? Thanksgiving. Bam, it goes to God. The grantor of destiny, he's going to grant that destiny. He's going to grant that desire. G-O-D, grantor of desires. God will grant your desire if you do his will. He got a system in place. Why reinvent the wheel? Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. So I'm following the instructions. So I ain't anxious for nothing. The devil wants you to be anxious because it destroys God's design. So don't be anxious for nothing. Notice what it says. Now you can say, "Well, Brother Will, you understand, man? It's my, you know, it's my shearings. So you know, my shearings. You know, I like my shearings, brother." No, if your shearings in a bad place, don't be anxious for nothing. I tell my kids all the time, "I'm your manager. God's your creator." So I manage what he created. You know, if you got a, if you want the purpose of the thing, don't ask the manager of the thing, ask the creator of the thing. Be anxious for nothing, but with everything by prayer, one, petition, two, with thanksgiving, three, that presents your request unto God. Seven, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's the word, in Christ Jesus. That says 225 times, in Christ Jesus. Why does God say 225 times to be in Christ Jesus? Because Christ is the messianic office. The first is one in that office with the power to fulfill that Jesus. I don't know if you understand that. We have to come back to that one. That fulfills your ability to be in Christ Jesus, not in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. The position is before the person. I don't know if you understand. Father, touch the minds of your people. The position is before the person. The position. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition and thanksgiving. Those three things. Those three things together. Three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Verse 8. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, number one. What is honorable, number two. What is right, number three. What is pure, number four. What is lovely, number five. Whatever is admirable, number six. If there is any excellence, number seven, or praiseworthiness, think on these things. The seven layers for your seven chakras. That tells you exactly what to think about. If you think about those things, you bring about those things. The King James says it this way, and this is extremely important when we look at, again, Philippians Philippians 4, verse 8 in the King James. Very important. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things have a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So when you do not know what vision, if you do that vision, it leads to your vision. Remember, that's the corporate vision. You got a personal vision. That's your niche. Now, if you're part of the life management system, I already told you what it was. But if you don't know what your niche is, if you do God's niche, the corporate niche, your individual niche is designed to fit into the corporate niche. We're all part of the messianic age. That's what we're going into. So in the messianic age, we are all going to be honest. We all are going to be just. We all are going to be pure. We all are going to be lovely. We all are going to have good reports. We're all going to have virtue. And we all would have praise. We all will be able to see working value in these things. That, my brothers and sisters, is how you align with God's mind. And the whole purpose of the life management system is to assist you with that process. So, brothers and sisters, way over time, I want to thank everybody for sticking around way past the hour. I wanted to make sure that everybody understands, again, for people who tuned in late, the life management system, again, $900 for the $5,000 system in three payments, $300 a month. Just email me for more information at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, talk like God. Imagine yourself as being God, and you will be able to implement the things of God. If you do those three things, you will walk, and you will never grow weary, and you will never faint, because God is in you. He's operating as you, and he's manifesting himself through you. Get out of the way and let God be God. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this. Yeah.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend one. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze us. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way, stop me from greatness.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it's a committed, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.